Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour here on the DJV program, where we realize there always is another challenge, another mountain to climb. Climb every mountain, higher goals that we have. I think that's part of the human condition. Things we think we have, you know that good feeling that comes upon us after you've done something, you do something really well, and you go, okay, well, we fixed that. And then around the corner, there's another problem or a challenge or a concern that you have to deal with. It just seems to be part of the human condition. And that's part of the drama, I guess, that we talk about here every day on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So the focus, actually, we haven't spent too much time today, to this point anyway, talking about the virus and masks and things that are a part of what seem to be our everyday conversation, our continuing conversation. So are people thinking about what happens after? I'm guessing this will go to Christmas. Christmas, first of the year, right in there, and then I think we'll find it'll be over. But then there'll be something new. What'll be the next situation? So what happens afterwards, Jennifer? Where do we go from here?
That's what a new survey actually asked a lot of Americans, 2,000 of them to be exact. So let me ask you guys, Victoria and Doug, after the lockdowns are lifted, let's just say everything poof goes back to at least some semblance of normal. What is the first thing that you would want to do that you can't do now with the lockdown in place?
Burn my face mask.
Okay, burn the face mask. That's really your lofty goal?
That's it.
I just want to go out to dinner again and, you know, and sit in a restaurant without worrying about, you know, being too close to someone or being indoors.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's going to be a while, but that's the one thing that Lewis and I keep talking about that we really miss.
Mm-hmm.
I feel an itch to travel. I think just speaking for myself,
yeah.
I feel...
Getting on an airplane, going to see my... Yeah, right. Get on a plane. Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, you actually nailed it by saying going to see your children. A quarter of Americans plan on taking their first post-coronavirus vacation as early as August of this year, according to new research. The study asked 2,000 Americans about their future travel plans in light of the COVID pandemic and what it would take for them to feel comfortable traveling again. It turns out that 76% of those surveyed said that they're already planning on or they will start planning on their next trip sometime in 2020. So there's still some optimism that people are going to be able to get back to the life that they knew. One poll did this survey, and they found that 7 in 10 respondents feel an increased desire to travel because of the pandemic. I know that's been on my mind. I feel almost caged in. I was actually telling my friends a couple of weeks ago before I got sick, I was thinking, gosh, I need to get to a beach, or I need to see something. I need a change of scenery. I think a lot of people are feeling that way. 71% of respondents specifically said that their time in lockdown has increased their desire to rekindle relationships with extended family and pay them a visit.
Good.
So like you, Dougie, that means people want to get on the plane to go see their family members. 63% said they'll make up for lost time on vacations this year, but instead of packing it all into a long vacation like a lot of people did, 7 in 10 respondents said that they're planning to take multiple smaller vacations throughout the rest of the year, which is probably a good thing. With people's anxiety and stress levels as high as they are, having little weekend getaways is probably a really good thing. 45% of those surveyed were in agreement that taking a vacation is important for their well-being, and more than half of those surveyed said that they want to complete their travel bucket list once they have a chance, once lockdowns are lifted.
You know, one of the things that I find compelling here, I'm very fortunate, and knock on wood, my life really hasn't changed much at all. I work from home and have for decades. My farm is down the street, and the amount of time I spend on the farm, normally as much as 8 hours a day, that hasn't changed. So I've been, how do I relate with other people off the farm? That's what's changed, wearing a face mask. But certainly this has not been a hardship on me at all. I mean, in comparison to some, so many other people I know who have either not been able to work or they've gotten sick or they couldn't do what their normal routine allowed them to do. So I have lots to be thankful for. I try to support and help as many people as I can who are not having it as easy as I have had it. You know, am I feeling upset because I can't get on a plane and go see my children and my grandson? Yeah, but it's not the end of the world. It's FaceTime, you do that. And I'm thankful for that sort of technology so I can listen to Miles go off on whatever his toot of the day is. What you been doing? And just fun to see him be himself. We aren't any of us ourselves, or whatever, however you want to define yourself. We are just not who we were. Will we go back to being who we were? Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Maybe who we were with some of us wasn't so great, so maybe we've learned something, and this will better us through any, you know, tragedy, any fuss or bother. What comes out on the other side, hopefully, is a better you. And that's all I can hope for, is people getting along better, people thinking about others, being more community-minded, if you will, or concerned about others. You know, if I hear one more person tell me he has a right not to wear a mask, I think I'm going to punch him. You miss the whole point of it. It's not about you, you jerk. It's about other people. Are you that selfish? Oh, I have a right not to wear a mask. Sure you do. You have a right to be a moron. Great. Yeah, so what does that get you?
The one thing that I'd say with that is someone like who is most very likely going through this, if you don't know, I had a COVID test last week. It tested negative, but I've had all the symptoms. And I got this even though I wore a mask everywhere. And I'm not saying that masks don't work.
That doesn't it doesn't work, Jennifer.
But no. I know that. And I think that, unfortunately, this is going through the population. And, unfortunately, we're all going to get our chance at the plate when this comes along. And it's really smart to be ready for it and start taking your supplements and your vitamins now.
Yeah,
before, God forbid, you do get a hold of this. But like, I have a friend, this is the thing, I've talked about her before, I won't name her, but she has had 32 or 38, I can't even remember, surgeries to rebuild her trachea. And she cannot wear the mask. And she said that she's getting harassed going out of her home to get, she has nobody. She has nobody to buy her groceries. She has nobody to do all these things. And so she's trying to stay at home. But when she does have to go out to get supplies or to get some fresh air with her dog, people are, like, haranguing her on the streets. And so all I'm saying is that we all just need to have a little compassion with each other right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Seeing right now are people being attacked for not wearing the mask. You have people
but
who
most
maybe
people
are
not wearing masks don't have a medical reason.
I know, but,
if you looked
at my friend, you would think, wow, healthy beach girl, no problem at all. But she does, and she can't. And for what she's going through, I would just say have a little bit of compassion when we see people on the street. Stay
but there
away
are so
from
many
people,
people
if there are no masks on. And
right,
just
stay away.
Distance
yeah.
your own self. Because
but there are people who have been busted.
Right,
but there are people who have been busted at the airports claiming that, oh, I can't wear a mask. And then, you know, I think Delta said that they've already got 100 people on their now banned flying list because people were lying about medical reasons, quote-unquote medical reasons why they can't wear a mask. There are very, very, very few people who actually can't wear a mask. And so your friend aside, I understand, you know, have compassion, but, you know, at the same time, I'm living in a hot spot of idiocy and people walking around in masses without masks on. And so New Jersey's already seen a huge uptick.
There are people, as Jennifer described it, it's kind of like being in a leper colony. If you don't wear a mask in some places.
I mean, people are being
physically,
not enough.
Literally yeah. In Los Angeles yesterday, there was a person who was physically beaten up by people for not wearing a mask. And
so how do you figure, then what's the fix? What's the solution?
Well, in Hawaii, they've got a very strict 14-day quarantine if you fly to the island. And they're arresting people And you are getting
I'm talking about
a ticket if you're not
taking
wearing a mask.
Jennifer's example of a friend who can't wear a mask and survive. So what is, do we have to wear a sign? I'm sick and I can't wear a mask?
No, I think what we need to do is everybody needs to protect themselves. So if you're out on the street and you see someone walking by you without a mask, instead of throwing insults or beating that person up, like unfortunately is happening now, just walk on the other side of the sidewalk. You've got your mask on. Do your part. Be a little compassionate because people are dealing with all sorts of things right now that we don't know about. I don't know. If anything, maybe this has made me soft going through all this. I feel like we need to give each other a break a little bit.
Well, it just depends on the circumstances.
Totally.
And that's the problem is everything's cookie cutter thinking that comes now because of, for lots of different reasons, we all have to be group thinkers. And that doesn't work. That's never worked for me. I'm not trying to. I would hope that people would just understand the value of it. It doesn't protect you from anything. Wearing a mask will not protect you from anything. All it does is help somebody else in case you have
the problem. Well, that's actually not true. There are a lot of studies that show if you wear a mask, you can that we could reduce this by 80%.
I'm not suggesting we couldn't.
Getting it by 80%.
And there's nothing about, again, we all have different ways of looking at the figures and the numbers and the situations. I'm just saying, if nothing else, it's polite to wear it in mixed company. It's just polite. That's my thinking. All right, 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama. The people who know me know that I love to immerse myself in good conversation, to really go deep. And this summer, I decided to press record. The result is called the Michelle Obama Podcast. I just hope it's as fun and meaningful for you as it is for me. The Michelle Obama Podcast is a Spotify original podcast, and you can listen to the series for free only on Spotify.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just 2 for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/8/20. While supplies last, limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'll be damned if this old man don't start to count on his noise. But it's still alright.
Nathaniel Rateliff, and it's still alright. As I listen to this, ladies, my observation is one of wonder. I wonder how some of these artists with their music cut through. There's so much competition, and so much of the music today, at least in my ear, sounds the same. So what does it take to get the attention, whether it's country music, pop music, classical music, whatever it is? It just maybe is me, I'm not sure, but I'm not finding that I feel much for most of the music today. Certainly not like I have in the past. They go, yeah, maybe the music isn't for me. Brittany Howard, Nathaniel Rateliff, and Cold War Kids headlining a two-day online concert in support of musicians affected by the COVID situation. Presented by Jack Daniels, the Crash the Couch Virtual Music Festival, streaming free on Jack Daniels' YouTube channel, Friday the 14th of August, Saturday the 15th of August. Rateliff and Cold War Kids will headline night one, along with four opening acts. And then Brittany Howard will headline night two with the Black Pumas, Brandi Clark, Duran Jones, and Yola also on the bill. All performances be filmed at the artists' homes all around the country. Crash the Couch, raising funds and awareness for the Sweet Relief COVID Musicians Fund, the organization that benefits those in the music industry whose livelihoods have been decimated by the ongoing situation. Jack Daniels has a pretty storied history with music, back to Frank Sinatra, Van Halen, but this marks the brand's first foray into the virtual concert experience. You know, I always thought Jack Daniels was not an American company, but they're headquartered in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Huge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, Jack Daniels announced the release of a limited edition Eric Church single barrel whiskey, a commemorative bottle with the Church Chief logo. Man, am I out of my league here. I don't know from nothing about whiskey.
What's not to know?
Well, the commemorative bottle, what is it commemorating?
It's a limited edition Eric Church bottle. So if you're an Eric Church fan, people will buy it like a souvenir.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's the point of a commemorative bottle.
I get that. Who's Eric Church?
The country singer? He's huge.
Oh, okay.
We've talked about him numerous times.
Nominee for Entertainer of the Year last year.
Really? Hmm. Like I said, when I first started this, the music doesn't speak to me.
Apparently, I can cross that off your list of things for Christmas.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, let's see if this speaks to me. Taylor Swift. Now, she does, most frequently, she does speak to me. Her single, Cardigan, debuting at number one on the latest Rolling Stone Top 100 song chart, 28 million streams. Cardigan, followed by the single, The One, has 26.1 million streams, and Exile, a duet with Bon Iver, 22.9 million streams. Seven different Swift songs from her surprise Folklore album debuted in the top 10, all pulling in more than 15 million streams apiece, and every track on Folklore arrived in the top 10. That's pretty significant, isn't it? When you think about it. Rolling Stone Top 100 chart tracks the most popular songs of the week, here in our country anyway. Songs are ranked by song units, a number that combines audio streams and song sales using a custom weighting system. Chart doesn't include passive listening like terrestrial radio or digital radio. Her dominance meant that the highest non-Swift chart arrival was Maroon 5, down to number 41. Wow. All right, we've got that all straightened out. It's 28 and change at the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you're an iPhone owner, you know your new device comes with a set of earbuds. But many of us feel restricted by the wired connection, and that's how Apple built a $6 billion industry with the wireless AirPods. And we asked tech analyst Tim Beharin about their success.
Especially the newer headset, which is around $250, the fact that they were able to put noise canceling into that AirPod was a game changer for them. The other AirPods were actually good, but this is really, really good. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I used it on a flight to China recently and was so surprised how good the noise cancellation worked. But I expect that to continue to grow.
I also like that they're a little bit shorter. I was always a little fussy on the design part, but I like how the new ones look much better.
They're more ergonomically streamlined.
Read more from Tim at techpinions.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical storm Isaias has become deadly in the U.S., with two people killed from tornado damage in Windsor, North Carolina. Falling trees killed drivers both in Maryland and in New York. The storm spawned tornadoes in several states along the eastern seaboard. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the tornadoes are still spinning as the storm heads northward.
It's not just the rain threat. It's not just the tropical storm force wind threat, the storm surge threat. It's a large tornado threat. And the tornadoes, we've already seen some damage.
In Beirut, Lebanon, a massive explosion has killed at least 78 people and injured almost 4,000. Witnesses say it came out of nowhere.
The glass shattered all over the car, the cars around us, the buildings, all the glass just went down. It was raining glass all over the city of Beirut.
This is USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Congress is working overtime to try to work out the details on a new relief bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work on a bipartisan agreement for a new stimulus plan. The popular Paycheck Protection Program, which loans money to small businesses, will stop giving out loans as of this weekend if Congress doesn't pass an extension. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik, though, does believe an agreement can be reached.
I'm optimistic that we come to a negotiated compromise. The Republicans have put forth a robust plan to fund our school districts to make sure that our kids can safely get back to a learning environment. I know that's important for students in my district. We're also ensuring that the incentive for folks is to get back to work rather than the rubber stamp continuation of the pandemic unemployment insurance until January. So we need to make sure the incentive is to get folks back to work and not to stay out of work.
The Apple fire grew to 400 acres as evacuations in California remain in effect and a dozen structures were destroyed. CAL FIRE said that the blaze has burned 26,850 acres and was around 15% contained. One person was injured in the fire and 12 structures were destroyed. Evacuations remain in effect for the estimated 2,586 homes, affecting more than 7,800 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're in the explanation mode here. Today, apparently, I'm completely out of it. So the ladies are explaining things one item at a time on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, clueless. Jennifer Horn on the top of her game, along with Victoria Keelan, who is also happy to tell me that I'm clueless when I don't get some reference to something that is culturally adept at the moment. Such is the circumstance with the Fire Festival. Mm-hmm. The merchandise. So I remember, I'm not going to stick my foot in it any more than I have.
Well, the Fire Festival, if you were, and this is not one that I'm like teasing you about, if this was, this was a festival that never happened. And Ja Rule and Billy McFarland were the two people behind this. Billy McFarland is essentially just some like Wall Street wannabe. He's a total shyster. He stole money from people, promised this amazing festival on, it started out as Pablo Escobar's island, and then it wasn't. It was moved to another Caribbean island, and it was supposed to just be models everywhere, and this opulence, and yachts, and like, I mean, he promised the sun, moon, and stars.
Who was supposed to perform? I don't remember that part. Who was
Blink-182
being sold?
Blink-182 was billed, but they never actually had a contract, and they were never paid. So Blink-182 made a statement, I think, the weekend that this was supposed to happen, and they said, well, look, we're not going to be at this show. We were never paid. We were never under contract, but it was advertised that they would be there. Ja Rule was going to perform. Ashanti was going to be there because, you know, those two are inseparable. So it just it was a total fraud, the whole thing. When people – and people spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, which was insane, but they did – $250,000 a ticket for a weekend that was supposed to be this incredibly glamorous island getaway festival.
Hold on a minute. And how much?
Yep. The VIP tickets were $250,000. And they were supposed to, that was supposed to get you a villa, and you were going to be staying in these incredible accommodations and partying all day, and none of it happened. And there are two incredible documentaries, both have won awards, on this this festival that never happened. People got off the private jet, and they had an old rickety school bus that they loaded onto, and they took them to the quote unquote campsite, and it was FEMA tents that he had basically stolen. Watching the Fyre Festival documentaries, there's one on Netflix and there's one on Hulu. I'm telling you, you sit there and you pop your popcorn and watch it, and you are in total disbelief that Billy McFarland A pulled this off. Well, I mean, he didn't ultimately, but the fact that he bamboozled so many people, and then you watch what the concert goers' experience was, and it was just, it's a nightmare. They had no toilets, they had no water. It was insane, and it's the most infamous non-event that ever happened. So unsold merchandise that was actually going to be sold on the island at the festival has been seized by U.S. Marshals because essentially this guy defrauded so many people. It was like $26 million. That's all they could trace. And even in the documentaries, this guy had everything filmed because he's an egomaniac. He incriminated himself the whole time. He's on camera saying, don't tell so-and-so that the concert, you know, that it might not happen. And then you get another $3 million from her, get another $5 million from him. It's just, the whole thing was, you can't even believe that it happened. It was such a salacious story. So now all this merchandise, it's 126 items, ranging from Fyre-branded T-shirts, sweatpants, hats, wristbands, the infamous tokens that were supposed to be like currency on the island, all of that is up for auction. And right now, the current bid for hats is like $200. People are going nuts. The online bidding ends August 13th, and Billy McFarland, currently a longtime resident
An
for
inmate.
6 years at Otisville, the correctional facility in upstate New York, which is where Mike the Situation was from Jersey Shore, Michael Cohen.
That's not exactly a tough time up there. No, it's
not
like
really.
Attica. It's not like Attica.
Not a tough time at all, apparently, that's where he'll be for 6 years. And he pleaded guilty to multiple counts of fraud back in 2018. And
Why is he in jail at all? Why isn't there some attempt, or why isn't the focus on getting money out of him or making sure that he gets a job and all the money goes to help pay off the people he defrauded?
Sitting on his ass in jail doesn't do anything.
I agree.
It's ridiculous. I mean, this guy, well, the other thing is he also got busted because he was already, while in Otisville, this is the ego on this idiot. So while he was in Otisville, when he first got there, it was in the first 3 or 4 months, he got busted. The warden busted him because he was already planning his next scheme, and they found evidence of it. So, I mean, that's how, like, dumb this guy is. But everyone knows he's going to get out of jail. He's only, I think, early 30s. Maybe not even that old. And so he's going to get out of prison, and he's going to start right up again.
This reminds me of the story we told last week, Jennifer, when you weren't here, of the guy who got $3.5 million of PPP money from the feds, and he spent $325,000 buying some Ferrari.
Yeah,
and
that's
he was
what Billy McFarland
bragging,
would do if he wasn't in jail.
Yeah, bragging about it like a moron, so he got arrested. Now, that's somebody who, now, I don't know, go to jail, but he should, whatever his business is, the money should go from the business to pay back the loan and for the amount of money it costs the feds to chase him around. It's not, going to jail doesn't fix anything with these guys. Sturgis, South Dakota. Here's another one. I have a big question mark after this. What is this, the social media message? This is some kind of a big bike rally, and yeah, some
surges.
People think
like
they should have it,
world,
and other people
think
they shouldn't.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
250,000
during a
people?
Pandemic, the question is, are people going to be safe doing this? I mean, is it safe to ride a motorcycle by yourself? Yeah, it should be safe to ride a motorcycle by yourself. But when you're thousands of people deep, is it going to be safe? So obviously that's a concern. And there's a lot of people who say we want to do it anyway.
So what happens? Who decides whether it goes or it doesn't go?
Apparently the city council, yeah. Mm-hmm. They did a survey of the town, because the town only has 7,000 residents.
Yeah.
It's a small South Dakota town. However, the 250,000 people are expected this year. That's actually fewer people than normally what they have. This has been happening for 80 years. It's the 80th year of Sturgis this year.
So they bring $800 million worth of business to the area every year?
Mm-hmm. It's huge for that town. It'll be a huge deal if they cancel it.
Yeah, so the residents don't want it, but the businesses do.
But think about it for a second. How many events like this have been people have foregone being involved or even having them? This is the rule, not the exception, that these things are being canceled. So you may think twice about, oh, wow, what does it mean to our community? But the other side of it is, what does it mean if, as we've seen in Florida and other places where these people all get together, things break down.
There's a direct correlation between the protests about George Floyd that evolved into the Black Lives Matter. There's a direct correlation between the protests that happened in Los Angeles and San Francisco and the outbreak and the spike in cases. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you have thousands of people who go to a protest. They aren't wearing masks. They aren't staying away from each other. And whether or not it's peaceful or not, and there were both examples of that in Los Angeles where I live, but people are together. They're shouting. They're yelling slogans. They're yelling all kinds of things and exchanging spit. It gets aerosolized. People breathe it in. And then they go back to their lives, and they infect the poor schlubs like
them.
Me.
Yep.
who did not protest, but it's like this offshoot. So there's this direct spike. So I think given that information right now, there's got to be a way that they can actually do a revised version of this where people can go on a motorcycle ride. They can go on a ride in a motorcycle helmet, by the way, maybe with a face shield or something. There's a way that they could do this in a modified form this year so that the town still picks up some economic benefit and they don't shut the whole thing down. But to have it like it usually is, I can't imagine that would be responsible or safe.
Mm-hmm. No. You know,
but there's modifications. See, with this one, there's modifications. It's not like an all or nothing. You could actually change it and just make it a little different. It's kind of like what the political conventions are going to have to do this year. They'll happen, but they're going to look different, but they're still going to be in place.
So the business about having tolerance for, let's say, what's going on in Sturgis, or the general, I mean, even when it comes to masks and the general situation of acceptance and what to accept and what not to accept. Part of the discussion, I think we started last week to have a conversation about the cancel culture and how dishonest it is. The two of you, what do you think, what's the definition in your mind of the cancel culture? Jennifer, let's start
with
your
definition?
Yeah. What does it mean when somebody references the cancel culture? What does that mean?
Well, I think that means that when somebody says something that is not politically in style or in style with a group of people who are determining who should be canceled, then people are eliminated. I think there's plenty of examples. If a celebrity says something, they're canceled. Maybe they lose their job. If a product is deemed to be backing a certain message, well, then they're canceled and they lose whatever standing they have. We're doing it in history. If we don't like what history says, then we just get rid of it and knock down a statue and it's canceled. So I don't believe that this is who we are as a country. I don't believe it, and I stand up for people I don't agree with who have been canceled, who have said things that I vehemently disagree with, but I don't believe that in our country it's the right thing to do to just shut people down and take away things, pretend that they don't exist.
Clip of the day, splashdown. We talked about the splashdown of Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley on our clip of the day, the SpaceX Dragon capsule coming back to Earth. It's the first time in over a decade that people who are Americans, astronauts, have been launched into space and returned to U.S. soil. So if you'd like to hear that conversation, whenever it comes to things like that, you can be sure you'll have expertise. You'll hear expertise when it comes to stuff like that. You can hear a lot of things that we discuss where we have no expertise. But in this case, that's not the case. Clip of the day, every day, along with the entire DJV show that you can listen to any time of the day. Help yourself at djvshow.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama. The people who know me know that I love to immerse myself in good conversation, to really go deep. And this summer, I decided to press record. The result is called the Michelle Obama Podcast. I just hope it's as fun and meaningful for you as it is for me. The Michelle Obama Podcast is a Spotify original podcast, and you can listen to the series for free only on Spotify.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Niskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Uri Geller joins us with his thoughtful, provocative ways of dealing with the world and the practical side of you. Sometimes we get a little esoteric here, our conversations, and maybe I do a disservice to the audience because sometimes it sounds like a conversation between you and me and has nothing to do with the audience. So when you're here, it's to benefit everybody because that's how you've lived your life. Uri Geller, who is famous as a mystifier, a paranormalist, a motivator, a mind master, the work goes on, continues. So we must be focused on the virus. We must be focused on where we're headed. Sometimes I ask you for your instinct. Sometimes, you know, you said to me earlier this year that it's going to be rough. The summer is going to be upsetting. And maybe in the fall we were talking about three different things that seem to have come to pass. The upset, I don't think we had Black Lives Matter on our mind. We knew something was going to happen, but that's what came into the surface. So the astrological reality is that the stars are changing and things seem to be calming down a little bit. Do you think when you get down to brass tacks, astrology plays into some of the things that you feel instinctively?
Well, I'll tell you, Doug. First of all, you know, one has to have confidence in himself or herself to actually stretch out their minds and believe in the energies or the powers of astrology. I'm a believer. You know that it is rational and logical that those with high confidence and self-belief, you know, self-belief levels, not only solve problems quickly, but also believe that they complete any assignment to a good standard. If you believe in yourself, you believe that you can make it and achieve great things in life, you probably ignite some kind of a conscious energy that helps you create success around you. You know, Doug, self-confidence means having a lot of faith in yourself and knowing how to use it to reach your goals and dreams. Now, suddenly comes a virus that puts a stop to millions and millions of people whose dreams were and are shattered. And I'm talking about these small businesses. You know, I'm now in my museum, and I'm looking across the street, and I can see the little grocery shop, people walk in and out with masks. But next to the grocery shop, there's a jeweler, and they're shut, they're closed. Because you need food, but you don't need jewelry, and there are no tourists to buy the jewelry. So hundreds of millions of people are suffering now. Therefore, I really hope and motivate people to have faith, to believe that things will become better. You just had an astrologer on, correct?
Yes.
And she said that things will become calmer now?
Looking forward to the end of the year and into next year, things seem to calm down a great deal because all of the stars have been in disarray for the past 6 months at least, and now they seem to be coming back into their normal, or by that time they'll be more in their normal form. But this has been one heck of a mess, astrologically as well as everything else. When you think about how connected we are in the world, how small the world is, and yet how we find so much to argue about and not be connected in a positive way. I find that to be very distressing, frankly. Uri Geller, who helps us to get to a better place every week. Don't forget, as far as your hidden power is concerned, every week, a different focus on a way for you to be helped emotionally, spiritually, even medically. The most recent, your hidden power number 153. We have them all, so you can tell how long we've been doing these programs, because there's one new one every week. A focus on reducing anxiety brought about by the pandemic. That's kind of what Uri and I were talking about. And I think a lot of other people who are sensitive are trying to help people instead of getting crazy. But it's really amazing what I find with work, colleagues, friends, family. They've invested in a particular way of thinking, and they don't seem to be able to or want to get out of that comfort zone. I know a lot of people very well who lay awake at night worrying about whether they're going to get the COVID thing, and they get so much anxiety. So work yourself out of that. Listen to the current episode of Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.